Theory introduction. Ever since learning theories are approachable, maturity at the center is not establishing a solid foundation compared to other scientific faculties. While scientific advancements have progressed tremendously in experimental science and applicable physics, and lately, proof of relativity theory is indisputable, learning theories are still stumbling over primitive concepts of cognitive enhancement and disputes among its theoretical frameworks. By all caps up to all educators and teachers, I'm not discrediting any learning theories. Yet, with a swift glance at the three major learning theories, anyone can observe their shortcomings by comparing the latest neurology findings. Relative educational theories. The main theories are as follows. Behaviorist theory. Cognitive psychology theory. Constructivism theory. Social constructivism. Experiential learning theory. Multiple intelligence learning theory. Situated learning theory. Community of practice theory. Scientific preparations. While research communities lack information regarding the biological effect on education, a new range of optimistic predictions can uprise to grasp the essence flow of brain growth level, speed, acceleration, promotion, and intensity. Unoptimized scientific research. Unfortunately, scientific research lacks specificity. Recent studies approve genetic change called neurogenesis causing genetic expression by producing newborn brain cells. On the other hand, science still can't pinpoint the exact method causing an accurate calculated result. Accordingly, the educational framework lacks the organic biological part of educational theory. Any idea should somehow incorporate the latest scientific findings for integration and perfection by optimizing modern educational conclusions. As a result, integrating data emerging from the latest studies pushes this theoretical framework's boundaries to an edge of a unique perception. Considering the latest data manipulated by chronological historical facts and theories, a new cognitive school of thought accentuates the art of education beautifully. Cutting the chase by hitting the base. Most readers don't have the time to indulge in hardcore proofs and theoretical concepts. Therefore, I think the reader is better off with a short, compiled, and brief comprehensive understanding of educational concepts. With all courtesy to the listed theories, and after thorough research on applied teaching curriculums, I can confidently say that they haven't quenched the thirst of our nation's requirements nor the natural need for brain obligations. Accordingly, I would like to ask teachers and scholars to give me a chance to present a modest view of the so-called general theory of education. The general theory of education. Any analytical concept starting from an axiom, growing up to an acceptable hypothesis, and finally formulating a full-blown theory, must go through its analytic procedure and mental building blocks. Mental building blocks and analytic procedure. Before breaking into educational theories, the reader should comprehend the essential framework underlying all theories. Although listing all underlying concepts can cause boredom, tackling the idea by simply approaching its core building formations is reasonably possible. Fortunately, all education theories revolve around two main branches of science that any reader can understand the explanation. Moreover, all intellectual backgrounds and social sectors can naturally follow its notions. The branches are as follows. 1. Cognitive psychology. 2. Intelligent theories. Since cognitive psychology is a branch that will stay with us until the rounding up of this motivated attempt, tackling intelligent theories can give the reader an advantage over the fundamentals of the former branch. Cognitive psychology. Cognitive psychology and other branches of knowledge are instrumentally approachable to analyze learning theories. I will start with an assumption stripping it from any background or ideas to give the reader a flavor of intellectual satisfaction. I will begin merely from the fundamental premise with a rational intellect, and from there, we will gradually build the basis of a sound educational theory. Doing my best job avoiding a stereotypical boring explanation, I will start my analysis by tackling the problem from its core holistic theme and matter. How am I going to tackle the subject? I will break down the learning curriculums into the functional analytic effect within the human brain rather than typically stumbling on the learning concepts within the learning subject. How is this possible? Starting as simply as possible, we can raise some reasonable questions. What is in common between all learning topics and subjects? What common factor made math suitable for engineers and chemistry relevant for physicians? What made anthropology compatible with sociology and grammar-fitting English teachers? What is the common factor between an expressive, eloquent lawyer and a genuine drawing architect? Among all those, there seems to be some correlation. You might naturally feel it rather than think it. There seems to be a subtle nuance hiding a gentle touch behind humankind's genuine. To add more mysticism, do people excel in their work because of genetics or learning methods? Can you learn methods beat genetic traits and abilities? Why am I raising such questions? And why did people never answer them? Amazing. Why do clever students show their brilliance in math before other subjects? What is so unique in math? Let alone the mysterious correlation between math and clever student, why is math important? Is the reader better off feeling the answer than thinking the answer? The first element in the general education theory is presenting the first secret behind the genetic learning system. The first event in this research is to figure out the commonality between all learning methods and curriculums. After thorough research of relentless attempts, the author of this website has arrived at the functional aspect of commonly constructing every learning topic or subject. I encourage the reader to give an educated guess to discuss his experience. The big question rephrased again. What is in common between all academic curriculums and learning subjects? The answer is presented simply on a golden plate. What differentiates every field of logical expertise and artistic work is its functional combinatorics. Yes, combinatorics. Nothing can be so precise in differentiating any subject from another more than its combinatorics and alteration methods. On the other hand, nothing can be in common between all knowledge platforms more than combinatorics. Here comes the exciting mysticism in this framework. How can something be a thing and not that thing simultaneously? Maybe that's not my claim, but an unorthodox approach with a realistic topic can offer the reader a flavor of authenticity and a victorious feeling of advancements and his upcoming prosperity. Is the level of combinatorics available in all knowledge platforms? Not the mathematical permutations and combinations, but the fundamental alterations in the subject studied. Although math combinatorics can be an analogy to understand this framework, natural alternations and combinations make learning more worthy and beneficial. An observer can find the magic spell in the learning system behind the subject's combinatorics. How is combinatorics everywhere in learning? All topics and subjects differentiate in their core by holding their logical combinations and building their matrix permutations. The alternations building intellect resides behind its engineering of combinatorics. What natural characteristics are a prerequisite for combinatorics? 1. Recalling information, using memory. 2. Reassembling the recalled information into a work of art or a logical statement. The first depends on memory, and the second depends mainly on classic intelligence. As a functionality, these 2 points are the basic requirements for maintaining combinatorics. Practical examples. Let's start with language, since it's of everyday use. Nothing can make an expressive language more than choosing the right combinations and suiting the correct permutations of words to sound prolific or rhetoric. If you break down the expressive speaker's jobs into functionalities, you find him simply performing a good combination of words using his intellectual recall and reassembling them into perfect speech. Let's take mathematics as the following example. A whole branch of mathematics is considering combinatorics. Yet nothing can represent combinatorics more than math. All math sections are differentiable into different assembled logical segments building a rational system of the so-called mathematics. Take, for example, group theory. Variste Galois, October 25, 1811, May 31, 1832, was a French mathematician who created the abstract algebra and group theory fundamentals, simply a rephrasing framework of systematic mathematical combinatorics. He established the foundations of group theory, another way of representing mathematical combinatorics in line with his intellectual school of thought. This explanation is not about showing genius scholars or nations as much as it is about demonstrating the history of combinatorics in our human heritage and intellect. The second element is presentable as the second secret behind the genetic learning system. As shown in the reviews of our courses, our subscribers are surprised at the level of advancement resulting from GL practice. So, what is the second ingredient in our secret recipe? Going back to our golden plate, here is the answer given expressively. It is the cognitive engineering of the mental matrix in our courses. Yes, one of our elements in this puzzle is a primitive constructive matrix building on a classic framework of knowledge. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, the combinatorics approach was the first secret, and this one is the second. Recent neurostudies, check what happens to your brain when you learn a new language? On the human brain show that the gray area expands from studying primitive knowledge. Primitive knowledge is basic information such as numbers or letters. For example, 1 plus 1 equals 2 or h plus I equals hi. The classic intelligence, check bilinguals of two spoken languages have more gray matter than monolinguals. Science Daily recently showed that the brain could increase from practice using basic natural information. Therefore, the founder of the GL system did realize this assumption and integrated the GL system with one of the basic primitive blocks of knowledge, the number system. The author believes the number system is more primitive than language, so it could give better results than letters. But why are all studies pointing at language as a gray area builder and not numbers? And why did he use a number system and not linguistic expressions? That is what made GL system special in its results. While all mental faculties and studies apply the same elements on linguistic platforms to enhance human intellect, the author used it on a number system. Yet, this is an edge, and this approach made GL learning uniquely stand out among all other learning systems. Please refer to the review from our subscribers. The third top secret in genetic learning is a reflex of the third element in the general theory of education. We are simulating real-time life events. A reality that made our subscribers feel real success and feel the joy of being productive. Most coaching courses nowadays use theoretical tools to resemble real-life events, while in genetic learning, we present real-time events to simulate theoretical concepts. No matter how brilliant your method is or good your coach is, nothing can compensate for a realistic solution set of real-life problems. To push it further, in every course, you get to hear the pass, which indicates your success almost 20 times every day after confronting and passing 200 challenging natural number system sets of problems. The subscriber will turn out sooner or later, after all, that real-life success with boosted self-esteem and self-confidence. Truth is truth compared to an ideological therapeutic motivation from a flattering psychiatrist. Most therapies nowadays are based on remedies persuading the client to believe in life achievement, which might be true or might not. In genetic learning, on the other hand, we make the clients achieve their victory firsthand on the website and on the spot. Moreover, the subscriber will not need any persuasion from a therapist or motivation from a psychologist. Therefore, the subscriber will be fully satisfied by his achievement, celebrating satisfaction and rejoicing in his glory. How it works. The concept behind genetic learning is pretty simple but not readily achievable. In other words, the idea behind neurogenesis is the same, basically behind neuroplasticity. How did GL method cause that level of neurogenesis and cell production? The GL system is motivated behind the screens, yet most GL ideas operate behind the scenes. The secret resides in the concept of the carrot and stick. The carrot and the stick game can cause the brain to produce new brain cells miraculously. While the subscriber struggles with the answer, the system screens his trials and errors, motivating or demotivating the subscriber accordingly. GL progressive advancement relies on soliciting the brain penalty system in the subconscious by asking challenging questions that are possible within the brain's capacity but barely not. As a result, the subconscious and the conscious get penalized firsthand for submitting wrong answers. After being punished with the introduced errors, the brain starts giving a sovereign signal to the hippocampus to aid the mental battle due to its defeat towards intellectual intricacy. In this decisive moment, the hippocampus and other parts of the neurological organs flush out all their glory by producing a surge of new brain cells that can function for any brain activity. The role of neurogenesis and genetic learning in global welfare and civilizational growth. As we navigate the labyrinth and complexities of learning theories, one term continually emerges, steering us toward an exciting realm of possibility, neurogenesis. It refers to the process where new neurons or brain cells are creatable. Despite its promise, neurogenesis, particularly in the context of genetic learning, GL, has been underemphasized. Yet, this biological phenomenon holds profound implications for educational theory and global welfare at large. Neurogenesis, a panacea for cognitive challenges. Research has shown that neurogenesis plays an instrumental role in managing several cognitive and psychological conditions. These include Alzheimer's disease, depression, and dementia. Alzheimer's, a neurodegenerative disorder marked by memory loss and cognitive decline, is a significant public health issue. It affects millions of people worldwide, particularly older adults. While there is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, neurogenesis offers a glimmer of hope. It proposes that through the production of new brain cells, the adverse effects of the disease can be mitigatable, potentially restoring lost cognitive functions. Depression, another pervasive mental health disorder, is also targeted by neurogenesis. Depression often results from a decrease in the creation of new neurons, particularly in the hippocampus, a brain region associated with memory and mood regulation. By encouraging neurogenesis, the brain's resilience against depressive symptoms can be enhanced, leading to a more balanced emotional state and improved life quality. Finally, dementia, characterized by a decline in memory, problem-solving, and other cognitive abilities, can also potentially be managed through neurogenesis. By fostering the growth of new neurons, cognitive functions may be preserved and improved, alleviating the severity of dementia symptoms. The promise of genetic learning. Genetic learning, GL, as proposed in the initial essay, takes advantage of neurogenesis to optimize educational processes. It integrates the latest neuroscientific findings to develop a holistic and effective learning system. This theory, designed to exploit the brain's capacity to generate new cells, can be leveraged to improve learning outcomes significantly. GL advances through a carrot and stick method, continuously challenging the learner. It proposes intellectually complex problems that are just within the learner's capacity, prompting their brain to seek a resolution. In response to these intellectual challenges, the brain signals the hippocampus and other neurological organs, triggering a surge of new brain cells. This stimulation of neurogenesis supports cognitive enhancement, leading to a remarkable improvement in the learner's knowledge assimilation and problem-solving abilities. Neurogenesis and GL, implications for global welfare and civilizational growth. If we zoom out and look at neurogenesis and GL from a broader perspective, we find a concept with far-reaching potential for societal transformation and civilizational growth. Suppose we consider the case of a nation striving to achieve developmental milestones but facing myriad challenges, low educational outcomes, high rates of mental health issues, or an aging population prone to neurodegenerative disorders. Here, neurogenesis and GL could serve as potent tools for societal advancement. This nation could revolutionize its learning and teaching methods by embracing a GL-based educational system. A system that stimulates neurogenesis would not only enhance learning outcomes but also contribute to the mental well-being of the population, decreasing the prevalence of depression and other cognitive disorders. Moreover, by actively promoting neurogenesis, society could develop preventative strategies against Alzheimer's disease and dementia, especially within its aging population. This could reduce the pressure on healthcare systems and improve the quality of life for older people. In terms of economic development, a population that benefits from GL would be equipped with superior problem-solving skills, creativity, and adaptability stemming from enhanced cognitive function. This could drive innovation, increase productivity, and ultimately lead to economic prosperity. When we scale these benefits to a global level, the potential impact of neurogenesis and GL becomes even more profound. It offers an opportunity to mitigate some of the most pressing challenges we face today, from mental health crises to educational disparities and the societal impact of neurodegenerative diseases. In this context, neurogenesis and GL are more than just scientific concepts, they are catalysts for global welfare and the betterment of humanity. In conclusion, the integration of neurogenesis and GL in our educational systems holds the key to unlocking immense potential, not only for individual cognitive enhancement but also for societal advancement and global welfare. This leap forward in our understanding of education and brain function promises to revolutionize the way we approach learning, teaching, and cognitive health, driving us toward a future of intellectual growth and well-being. Mitigating wars and globalizing friendship, the transformative role of neurogenesis and genetic learning. As we've explored, neurogenesis and genetic learning, GL, bear significant potential for enhancing cognitive function, improving mental health, and fostering economic development. However, their potential reach goes far beyond individual and societal well-being. These concepts promise to reshape international relationships and promote global peace. When individuals and societies flourish, they are better equipped to engage with others peacefully and constructively. Nations with high educational outcomes, strong economies, and stable communities are less likely to engage in conflicts. This is where neurogenesis and GL come in. Stimulating neurogenesis and GL at a national level could significantly reduce the likelihood of conflicts. By enhancing the population's cognitive abilities, these nations would cultivate a more empathetic, understanding, and tolerant society. With higher levels of education and improved mental health, individuals are more likely to appreciate diversity, understand different perspectives, and negotiate conflicts peacefully. Moreover, these advancements can foster innovation, boost economies, and increase prosperity, reducing the economic triggers often associated with war and conflict. When individuals are financially secure, societies are stable, and nations are prosperous, the motivation to engage in destructive behavior diminishes. Now, imagine scaling this up on a global level. All nations invest in neurogenesis and GL, fostering an international community of critical thinkers, problem solvers, and peace promoters. In such a world, diplomacy and dialogue would replace conflict and aggression. As nations become more educated and empathetic, they could work collectively towards global peace, mutual growth, and shared prosperity. However, the benefits of neurogenesis and GL go beyond merely preventing conflicts. They also have the potential to foster stronger, deeper connections between people worldwide, globalizing friendship and fostering a sense of unity among nations. As individuals become more open-minded and understanding, they are more likely to form friendships across borders, cultures, and ideologies. Such bonds can bridge the gap between nations, promoting mutual respect, understanding, and friendship on a global scale. By facilitating a better understanding of others, these friendships could dismantle stereotypes, mitigate prejudice, and promote intercultural understanding. In this way, neurogenesis and GL can help cultivate a global culture of peace and friendship and goodwill, making the world more inclusive, tolerant, and harmonious. In conclusion, neurogenesis and GL could transform international relationships, mitigate wars, and promote global peace. By fostering cognitive development, enhancing mental health, and driving economic prosperity, these concepts can cultivate a world where dialogue replaces aggression, understanding supersedes prejudice, and friendship transcends borders. This vision of a peaceful, prosperous, and united global community is not merely a utopian dream, it is a tangible possibility within our reach through the power of neurogenesis and genetic learning.